The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Ches. The Mishnah on Daf Ches says, the Mishnah says that there's two types of mitzairus. There's a mitzairu who is a muskar and a mitzairu who is a muchot. What's a mitzairu? We know a mitzairu is someone who gets tziras, he gets a nega, a part of his body. He goes to the kohen, and the kohen has to decide whether he is tamei or not. If the tziras looks like the type of a nega that will be tamei, so then it depends whether he has one of three simoni tuma. If the nega, if this tziras has one of three simoni tuma, which is either a white, two white hairs, say a lovan, or it has a spot in the middle, which is not white, which is called a michim, or if the tziras has spread since the last time the kohen saw it, then if it has one of these three simonim, the kohen says that he is a tuma, he's muchlet, and has the halachas of a mitzvah muchlet. If it doesn't have any of these three simonim, but the nega, the tziras, is the right color, then the kohen says that this mitzvah is a musker. He's locked up for a week. At the end of the week, the kohen returns to check and see if the mitzvah has, the tziras has developed one of these three simonim. If at the end of the second week he comes back and he doesn't have any of these simonim, then the mitzvah is not a musker anymore, and then the kohen sets him, lets him go home. Now, the Mishnah says that there are nafkaminas, there are halachas where we differentiate between a mitzvah muskar and a mitzvah muchlat. The Gemara says, "Holein shiluach v'tumah zev zeshavin." There's no difference between a mitzvah muskar and a mitzvah muchlat when it comes to the halacha of shiluach. That means to say, the pasuk says that in Parshas Hasriya that a mitzvah is sent out from all the three machnas. In the midbar, the Klal Yisrael was divided into three machnas. There was the machna of the Mishkan, machna Shechina, and the machna of the Levian, and after that was the machna Yisrael. The Mitzvah is sent out of all three, and the halacha is in Eretz Yisrael. The Mitzvah is sent out of Yerushalayim, which is the equivalent of machna Yisrael. And that's the halacha. This halacha applies to a Mitzvah who is a Muchlet, as well as applying to a Mitzvah who is a Muskar. That's the halacha that the Gemara learns that from this Mishnah. Now, what is the definition of a mitzvah muskar? What does it mean that a mitzvah is muskar? Literally, the word muskar seems to mean that it means locked up. And in fact, Rashi in Chumash says on the pasuk v'skir ha'kohen that the kohen is maskir the nega. The kohen is maskir the person who has the nega. Says Rashi, what does it mean? That he locks up the person in his house. This is Yaskir Bebayis. The halacha is Hesker, means that the kohen locks up the mitzvah in his house. That's the explanation of Rashi and most Rishonim. The Rosh, which is brought down in Tosfos Rosh, in Moed Katan on Daf Zayin and Aleph, as well as brought down in the Pirush of the Torah, which is the son of the Rosh al HaTorah, the Rosh says that he doesn't understand Rashi's pshat. This pshat that Rashi says that he's locked in his house is a very shver pshat. First of all, the Rosh asks that the pasuk does not sound like the explanation of Rashi. According to Rashi, the hiskir ha-kohen, when the kohen makes the mitzvah a muskar and he locks him up, the kohen is locking up the person. But the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says the kohen is locking up the nega. The hiskir ha-kohen es ha-nega. Obviously, the person has the nega inside. The nega is on the person's body, and that's included. But the Rosh doesn't like this implication of the hiskir es ha-nega. He said that it would have been more accurate for the Torah to write that the kohen should lock up, should be masked the person and not the nega. That's his first question. The second question the Rosh asks on Rashi. The Rosh says, what's the point? Ain't tam lehesker zeh, says the Rosh, what's the point of locking up this person for a week? We know the Gemara over here says that a mitzvah muskar
is sent out chutz shalish machlis. That's clearly what the Gemara says. There's no difference between a mitzayir who's a musker and a mitzayir who's a muchlit. They're both considered tamei, and they both have to be sent out of all three machlis. Now the halacha is a mitzayir who's a muchlit. There's no halacha. He has to be locked up in a specific house. He can live in a house. He cannot live in a house. It happens to be that when he goes into a house, the house becomes tamei. But that's not relevant. There's no specific halacha that a mitzayir who's a muchlit needs to be in a house. Why on earth would the Torah say, why should the Torah say that there's a special halacha that a mitzayir who is musker should need to be locked up in a house and he has to be separated from other people? As much as he has to be separated from other people by being chutz l'shalish machnis, there's no difference between a mitzayir musker and a muchlet. So why call a musker a musker and a muchlet a muchlet? Therefore, the Rosh says that he wants to explain the term mitzayir musker differently. When the Torah says v'hizker ha-kayinis v'nega, the Torah literally means that the kayin is, so to speak, lacking up the nega. That means to say, we said earlier, when somebody gets tiras, so he has a white spot, has to be a certain shear, when the kayin says he's tummy, and he goes to the kayin and the kayin says he has a certain spot, but he doesn't have any of the simoni tumma, doesn't have one of the three simonim, say lovon, michyo, or pisyoin, so then the kayin needs to lack up this mitzayir. Because at the end of the week, the kohen will come back and see. Maybe there was a hair that grew, or maybe there was a spot in the middle that wasn't there before, a spot that's not white. And thirdly, maybe the nega spread. Maybe the tzaras spread and it's bigger than it was the previous week. So the Rez Rosh asks, how does the kohen know that the tzaras in this end of the week is bigger than the tzaras at the beginning of the week? How is the kohen supposed to tell? Says the Rosh, that's what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is saying that the kohen should draw a line on the skin of the person with some sort of paint, and he should draw a line around the tzaras so that he knows exactly how big the tzaras is at the beginning of the week. And then at the end of the week, when the kohen comes back and the kohen checks and he sees if the tzaras did spread beyond the line that the kohen drew, then the kohen knows that the tzaras spread and that's pisyon, and then he knows that the person is now a muchlet and he's not a musker anymore. That is the taich. That's the explanation of the pasuk v'hizker ha-kayinis ha-nega. The kayin is locking up the nega, not because the kayin, the musker has to be in a specific house. There's no specific halacha that a musker needs to be in a house more than anybody else. Instead, the pasuk, according to the Rosh, means that the kayin has to lock up the nega and mark and clearly mark the nega so that the kayin will be able to tell at the end of the week whether the nega spread or the nega did not spread. Now, to try to explain and answer the Rosh's Kashal on Rashi from our Gemara, and the Gemara over here clearly says that the Mitzayir Musker and Mitzayir Muchlet are the same when it comes to the Halacha, that they have to be separate from other people and they have to be sent out of all three Machmes. Could possibly suggest the following. The Shidim Gubetzis in Erichin brings down the comment of the Ri, one of the Bali Taisis, and he says that a Mitzayir Musker is Tar. A Mitzayir who is a Musker is not considered Tameh, he is considered Tar. How do we know that? Because there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Parshas Tazria, Lo Yaskirenu Ki Tamehu, that somebody who has one of the Simoni Tomo, then there's no need for the Kayin, Lo Yaskirenu, there's no need for the Kayin to make him a musker, to say that this mitzayir is a musker, ki tomeyu, because he already has one of the three simoni toma, and since he has the three simoni toma, he's tomey. Now, the implication from the pasuk is, mashma, that because he's not a musker, therefore he's tomey. Says the Shita Mukubet, says, but a mitzayir who is a musker, he's not tomey, a mitzayir who is musker is tar. So the pasuk is clearly saying that only a mitzayir who is a muchlet is tomey. A mitzayir who is musker, he's tar. Now, the words of the Shita Mekubetzis do not fit with the Gemara over here in Megillah. The Gemara says clearly that there are differences between what Mishnah says, the Mitzar Musker and Mitzar Mukhlet have differences, Priya Prima, but they're both considered Tameh, Shiluach V'Tumma. They're both sent out of Sholish Machlis because the Halach is that Tameh is not allowed to stay inside the Machlis. It's clear that the Musker has the Halachas of Tumah, and most of the Halachas of Tumah, there's absolutely no difference between a Mitzayir Musker and a Mitzayir Muchlet. So how is it possible for the Shita Mekubetzis, for the Ri, to say that a Mitzayir Musker, halachically, according to the way the Torah looks at him, the Torah considers him Tohar and not Tomei? Very, very difficult Shita Mekubetzis to answer. It would seem that the Shita Mekubetzis understands that the process of a Mitzayir that a Metzayra gets Tzeras and it doesn't have a Siman Tumah, and he needs to be locked up until the end of the week, and then possibly he'll get a Siman Tumah and then he will become a Metzayra Mukhlut. This process that a Musker is, that we consider him halachically Tomei, that the Mishnah, the Gemara over here say, that a Metzayra Musker is Tomei, is not because he is truly Tomei. He's not considered a 100% Tomei. The Ar Mishnayis in Masechta Nigon that discusses Tzeras, where the Mishnah clearly says that a Metzayra Musker is only considered a Suffolk Tomei. The Gemara says different examples, different halachas, that we, when it comes to a Musker, we only consider him a Suffolk Tomei. He's not considered his Zvadek Tomei. What does that mean? That means that a Metzayra who is a Musker, he has the potential to become Tomei. Because it's possible that he, at the end of the week, he's going to get one of the Simoni Tumim. When he becomes a Simoni Tumim, he becomes a Mukhlet. The Tosis in Nazar, Daf Nudan Amud Bey, says, very interesting halacha. Tosis says, there's halacha that if somebody is a Nazar, and while he's a Nazar becomes a Metzayra, the amount of time that he's considered, that he has Tzeras, is not counted towards his period of Nazir. Any of someone's a Nazar is because he made a promise, he made a neder that he's going to be a Nazar for a certain period of time. That period of time, he cannot count if during that period he is a Metzayr. And the Gemara over there says that the same halacha applies if he's a Mukhlet or if he's a Musker. Tosfos over there in Nazir says that this halacha, that a Metzayr is a Musker, can't apply the days that he's a Musker towards his Tzeras, is only true if he was first a Musker and then afterwards he became a Mukhlet. But if he was a Metzayr, he was a Musker, and then at the end of 2 weeks the Kohen found that he has no reason to make him Tomei, he doesn't have a Siman Tumah, and the Kohen sent him home, then those 2 weeks that he was a Musker can count towards his Naziris. What do we see from Tosis? It seems clear from Tosis that a Metzayra is considered, Metzayra Musker is considered Tomei only if an outgrowth of his Tumas Hezker is that he eventually became a Mukhlet. If a Metzayra is first a Musker and then he becomes a Mukhlet, so that tells us that he was really Tomei the entire time. He was Tomei from the beginning, he was really Tomei. He was a Musker and then a Mukhlet. And then all that time doesn't count towards the Naziris. But he was just a Musker, and at the end of the time period, he didn't end up becoming a Mukhlet. So then he's really Tar. That means that the entire time he was really Tar. So therefore, it comes out from Tosis and from the Shittim Gubetzis and Erichin that every single Metzayra who is a Musker is not 100%, we're not 100% sure if this Metzayra is Tomei or if he's Tar. It could be that he'll end up becoming a Mukhlet, and then that means that right now he's Tomei. It could be that at the end of the week he'll end up not becoming a Mukhlet, and then the Kohen will send him home, and then it could be that really even today he was already Tar. If that's the case, so we understand Rashi. The Gemara over here says that when it comes to the halachas of Tumah, we have to treat the Metzayra Musker just like a Metzayra Mukhlet. Why? Because there's always a potential for a Metzayra Musker to become a Mukhlet. And when he becomes a Mukhlet, so then we know that he was already a Metzayra, he was already Tomei from the time that he was already a Musker. So we have to do whatever we can to make sure that he makes something somebody else Tomei. He has to keep all the halachas of Tumah V'Tayra, because it's possible that he will end up becoming a Metzayra who's Tomei. However, the Metzayra himself is only not 100% Tomei. He's not considered Vadei Tomei. He's only a Suffolk whether he's Tomei. So Rashi says, why do we lock up? What's the taich of a Metzayra Musker? His Kirakoyin, we lock him up in the house. Why are we locking him up in the house? It's not halacha that there's a special halacha that a Musker has to stay in a house. We lock up the Musker in a house, that means he has to be separate from other people. He can be separate from other people in a way that he's Chutz Sholish Machnis, because that's the halacha that a Metzayra who is a Mukhlet has to be away from other people. He has to be outside the Machnes. He could be away from other people. Musker could be away because he's inside the house and no one else is allowed inside the house because he's separate from other people, because we're not sure whether he's Tomei, whether he's Tar, and we have to keep him away and keep him separate because there's a possibility that at the end of the week he will become Tomei. It would seem that this is the sheet of Rashi. The Rosh would disagree. The Rosh would say that there is no special halacha that you have to keep a Metzayra Musker just in case he's Tomei. It would seem the Rosh would say that a musker is considered a vavei tami even from the beginning of the week. And the Rosh says there's no reason to lock up a kohen and to lock up a metzayer in your house for a week. So must be, the Rosh says, it has to be that a metzayer musker is referring to the nega, it's not referring to the tumah. But according to Rashi, we could say that the whole tumah is taka a suffix. Like these rayas that we see, that a metzayer musker is a suffix, whether he truly is tami or he truly is tar. And that would explain Rashi Shitot, why we have to lock up the metzayer in the house.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.